Less hiring, more unemployment. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's in the February report just out. 311,000 new jobs created, down from about 500,000 in January. But that was more than expected, and so was this.
The unemployment rate inched up to 3.6%. The expectation was that it would stay at 3.4%. Investors are looking to this data for clues into the health of the economy, and so is Fed Chair Jerome Powell, who has said he'd be looking over the February numbers, along with next week's Consumer Price Index and Producer Price Index reports, as he considers how much to raise interest rates at the next Fed meeting.
Well, that's Fox's Lillian Wu. Former President Trump's been invited to testify next week in New York City, where a grand jury's considering a possible indictment over alleged hush money paid to keep porn star Stormy Daniels quiet during the 2016 campaign about a past affair that the former president denies having. Posting on social media, he did nothing wrong and it's a witch hunt.
Our country has become the investigation capital of the world. Actually, that's all we do, and it's only good for our many enemies, our enemies that are laughing at us all over the world.
Disbelief and grief for the families of the two Americans returned to the U.S. after they were murdered in Mexico by drug cartels, and Dell Brown and Shahid Woodard, whose father says,
crazy to see your own child, you know, taken from you in such a way, you know, in a violent way like that, when he didn't deserve it, because he was a sweetheart.
A letter purportedly from the Gulf cartel apologizes for the incident and said five men had been left for authorities to deal with.
That's Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The two friends of those two who survived the kidnapping are now in Texas. In Hamburg, Germany, a pregnant mother survived a shooting rampage at a Jehovah's Witnesses place of worship. Her unborn baby did not. Six others were killed and the gunman killed himself. America's listening to Fox News.
Is your home's title still in your name? What would you do if you discovered you're the victim of a home title theft and that the one document that proves you own your home is no longer in your name? With Home Title Lock's free lookup service, you can verify your home is still safely in your name. Thieves can now discover the title to your home online. They simply forge your signature on a transfer document stating you sold your home to them. Then they take out loans on your home or sell it to some unsuspecting buyer. Homeowners insurance and common identity theft programs do not protect you. Home Title Lock does. Home Title Lock puts a virtual shield around your home's title to help keep criminals away. First things first, verify your home's title is still in your name with Home Title Lock's free lookup service. There's no obligation. It's absolutely free. Then register your address for 30 free days of protection. Visit HometitleLock.com/free. HometitleLock.com/free.
President Biden has unveiled a $6.8 trillion budget plan for the next fiscal year. He says it'll cut the deficit by trillions, and he vows to protect Medicare and Social Security. But it'll unlikely go anywhere in the Republican-led House.
The president lashed out at Republicans during his budget proposal speech in Philadelphia, which in part calls for higher taxes on the richest Americans.
Look, MAGA Republicans also refused to raise a single penny in new taxes on the wealthiest people.
The president will now have to negotiate with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who on Fox Business ripped the spending plan.
The worst part about this, it's so unserious, but it's unserious at the wrong moment in time.
McCarthy says he hasn't heard from President Biden on when the two will meet again. The budget aims to increase Medicare funding and the child tax credit. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
It's a stormy day across much of the northern U.S. Blizzard warnings, Montana into the Dakotas. Wintry advisories and warnings stretch up also into New England. And parts of California are dealing with it, just what they don't need.
Two atmospheric rivers are expected to bring more snow, wind, and heavy rain across portions of northern and central California.
If you are planning travel this weekend, stay tuned with the weather, and if you can postpone, postpone.
National Weather Service meteorologist Bianca Feldkacher. The Weather Service says it could cause severe flooding, mudslides, and significant avalanche danger in elevations above 5,000 feet, telling folks in Sacramento to consider removing snow on roofs to prevent buildup and safeguard against roofs buckling or collapsing. The surge of moisture helping most of the state become drought-free, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor report. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, after that jobs report, stock futures are up slightly ahead of the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. Drug maker Eli Lilly announcing last week the company would cap the copay for insulin at $35. Now Illinois lawmakers could pass a plan to lower the fee to $35 per month for all insulin. Healthcare experts say uninsured diabetics currently pay over $275 for a vial of insulin. Champaign County Clerk and Recorder's Office hosting a Veterans Resource event next Wednesday. It'll be held March 15, 4:30 to 6 at the VFW, 6:30 at 1303 East Main Street, Urbana. Community departments joining in the event include the Veterans Assistance Commission, Champaign County Supervisor of the Assessments. The event is free. It's open to everyone. State and local officials celebrating the launch of a new Behavioral Health Workforce Education Center in Springfield. New center housed at the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine. Facility will increase Illinois' capacity to recruit, educate, and retain behavioral health professionals. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Yeah, so talking Academy Awards, Sawyer probably have his TV and popcorn ready to watch the Academy Awards Sunday night because he's such a big movie guy, right?
Wrong.
Well, I know.
I can't remember. Granted, we're coming out of a pandemic here. I can't remember the last time I was at it. Yeah. Actually, I had a theater.
Well, I mean, so. It's also fair to say, are the movies a thing of the past?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, because
you got to find something to watch. We're not big streaming people around here either.
Well, so, if that's what I'm saying is people have the big screens now from Good Vibes, I'm sure. And then what they do is they just pay for it at home and you don't have to rewind, Be Kind, Rewind in the Blockbuster days and all of that. So you can enjoy it at home.
Wow. Blockbuster Video.
Yeah, wow. Didn't you take the kids there and get to rent a movie? And it was really fun. Anyway, Brendan Fraser, who I knew for George of the Jungle, was in the Mummy series and all that. He's portraying a 600-pound man, and he did gain weight. But
in the whale.
He didn't gain that much, but he looks like he's a good 50-plus over what I remember him looking like. So, I mean, can you imagine... To play a part, you have to gain 75 pounds. What that does to your life, that would not be enjoyable at all.
So this is a movie about someone who is actually 600 plus pounds?
Yes.
Right.
Great Britain,
The quote-unquote fat suit weighed 100 pounds that he had to put down to do the prosthetics and stuff like that to play in this role. But it was over a period of time. And as you said, Stevie, I think he did gain some weight.
Well, he looks like
he's
gained.
If you had to wear all that equipment, you'd end up losing the weight, wouldn't you? Because work out each
sweat,
day.
Sweat, but it'd be terribly uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we check our weather. Meteorologist Greg Solier with a look at our weekend. What you got there, fella?
Well, my friend, still, you know, no real springtime returning around here anytime soon, out the next 2, 3, maybe 4 weeks around here. You know, snippets here and there as we get closer to the end part of the month. It doesn't take much to get things to warm up around here, but the cold air source and source regions, plural, are still dominant, and we're adding snowpack to them here and the whole atmospheric setup, despite winding out of La Nina finally here in the next probably 4 to 6 weeks, but the wrong time of the year, seasonally speaking, to have that happen, i.e. moisture and cool to cold air. Been enough to generate some snowfall. Snow shower and flurry activity this morning over the northern end of the state. That's going to auger southward this afternoon, at least by the afternoon. Temperatures either side of the 40-degree mark and a gusty west wind. We're currently 35 Willard in Savoy, 34 at Rantoul. Lingering a little sprinkle and snowflake this evening. Colder, 27. Partly sunny for the day tomorrow. Maybe an afternoon sprinkle at 42. Another one of these rain snow systems around here. Maybe a little minor coating come Sunday morning. 33 tomorrow night and just about 38. That's it on Sunday. 37 Monday, sprinkles and a snowflake in the afternoon. We're still in the upper 30s on Tuesday. Back to the 40s Wednesday through Friday. Back to more rain around here for late next week as well. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldgate.
Yes, I am feeling my personal rule of not letting a ball game get to me past an hour after the end.
It's tough. We just had so much anticipation of watching the Big Ten tournament into the weekend.
Yeah.
So,
but it's win and go home, and the Illini are home.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll play either next Thursday or Friday in the NCAA tournament. Everybody says we'll be an 8-9. So that means, but again, what's the difference between a 10 and a 7? Mm-hmm. What's the difference between 11 and a 6, 12 and a 5?
I mean,
you're going to have a 12 beat a 5. It's not the old days. I mean, the 1 should be better than the 16, but the 15s are competing now on the 2s. So it did. It just doesn't matter. Everybody's good. And they all shoot threes.
Yeah.
Some make more than others. Dang it.
Right.
I tell you what, Luke Goody had 2 threes last night. He's 2 out of 4.
Uh-huh.
And it's sure good to have him back.
That's right.
He had 10 against Purdue. I think he had 8 last night.
And Jaden Epps was in the game.
He got in, so that's good news, presumably, since he played just a couple minutes last night. He made a 3 at the very end.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if Jaden can play, obviously, I think he's a really good point guard. And Terrence was doing fine, but I think you put your point guard in there, and Terrence is terrific, but...
Terrence was our team leader at 19 points and 5 rebounds.
Yep. So we'll see. Again, we're all going in there kind of, you know, stepping back and just hoping that we win a few. But it's, you know, I don't think anybody's very optimistic about that right now. But you never know. I mean, they got to hold on to hope a little bit. But chances are we got one more disappointing morning coming up. You know, every basketball team will except one. So we'll just, you know, buckle it up and... What's Brett Bielema say? Buckle up, buttercup.
That's right. Yep. Penn State on top 79-76 yesterday. So the Illini out of the Big Ten tournament at 20-12, 11-9 in the Big Ten. Nittany Lions were only up by 1 at halftime. And there were some, you know, 79-76. We got that 3 in the last stretch. I mean.
It was kind of over at 5 minutes.
Okay.
They stretched it out and they had control of it. And they did miss a lot of free throws for us. They did give us a glimmer of hope. Here's Brad after the game.
They beat us 3 times. So we obviously haven't figured out what the sauce is to beat them. You know, it's frustrating when you shoot 57% in the second half and lose. We had a little different approach, trying to get the ball in the paint. Dane and Coleman, I thought, were electric. You know, Dane missed a few early. You know, trying to take advantage of that. Coleman's 8 of 12 or 8. I can't read, 8 of 14, I guess. You know, they go to, booty ball. You know, it's really, really hard to guard. You know, when you can keep the possession of the ball for 12, 13 seconds, 10 seconds, and just keep backing up, and you have no recourse in how you guard it, it becomes very challenging. And if you double, he sprays it. You know, they have the rule in the NBA that eliminates that, but they don't in college. So, obviously, Mike is... unbelievable coach. He's done a great job, and wish him luck in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they'll make it now. They beat Illinois. They will totally make the NCAA. They're kind of a bubble team, but they'll get in for sure now. And I don't know. Penn State's pretty good.
Makes you wonder how they'll perform against Northwestern. We've got Rutgers moving on to face Purdue after beating Michigan 62-50. Ohio State has Michigan State after beating Iowa 73-69. Yeah. Maryland took down Minnesota 70-54, and they've got Indiana tonight.
All right, so I wanted to play the probably one key moment. We were up 45-40. Dane Danger had just made a basket and won, and in his celebration, with his eyes shut and nodding his head, inadvertently hit a Penn State player in the head. And that was a flagrant foul, and it definitely changed momentum.
You know, I had scored, and then I just celebrated. I didn't see him. I had my eyes closed, so I didn't know he was right in front of me, so I ran into him. I tried to talk to the ref about it, but, you know, he said things about concussions and stuff like that, so, yeah.
The official went over to Brad Underwood, and Brad's shoulders just kind of went down.
Geez.
It's just a bad break.
Yep.
Zach Edey definitely had a flagrant foul on us. They didn't call it in Purdue. It's just the way it goes. I mean, just sometimes you get breaks, sometimes you don't. And that was unnecessary, but emotion and the fact that the Penn State player moved closer to him is very interesting.
Right.
But, you know, Penn State's got a bunch of 24-year-old men. They're old, really old.
Well, Tuscola lost to Scales Mound in the first round in the IHSA tournament for Class 1A, but then they ended up beating Bloomington Cornerstone Christian Academy 64-46 for third place. So,
what did Scales Mound do? Did they lose the title game? I didn't see it.
I didn't either.
The team.
I think it said 72 in the school or something. I know we had said
like
around
that.
80.
Yeah.
So just a small school, and they'd been to state before. So the Class 3A and 4A in the IHSA tournament, as we still host at the State Farm Center. So take note and be a good host community, if you will. When it comes to Illinois softball, we're in Tampa, Florida. We've got Florida Gulf Coast and then South Florida in this tournament this weekend. The baseball team is facing Coastal Carolina in South Carolina. When it comes to the Players' Championship, Ponte Verde, Florida, I saw that Chad Ramey is 8-under in the first round. Don't know if you're watching golf, Stevie.
I'll be watching that. Okay, Ponte Verde. We've been there. It is an awesome golf course. Mm. We played there for the FCA Nationals twice,
mm-hmm.
and it's a gorgeous golf course. I'll look forward to this weekend catching a little of that.
You were looking at Scales Mound up then?
Yeah, so Tuscola wins that, and then I'm not seeing Scales. Oh, there they are. Oh, that's Saturday morning.
Okay.
So they're letting the championship guys go a little rest.
I see.
So Saturday morning, 11, it'll be...
Right, Stevie and I were talking about Tuscola playing twice in one day.
Yeah, Gibault Catholic. It's okay. Waterloo, Illinois, Scales Mound, and Scales Mound was third last year. So what a run for that class.
Okay.
Done a nice job.
Indiana over Houston in NBA action, 134-125 in overtime. Houston is who the Bulls will face tomorrow. Milwaukee over Brooklyn, 118-113 on ice. St. Louis over San Jose, 4-2. Blackhawks are in Florida tonight at 8.
Yep, and baseball starts in 20 days. March 30, Cardinals open their season with Toronto.
Yep.
And the first 9 games are against, you know, Toronto, who's a playoff team, Atlanta, who's a playoff team, Milwaukee, who's a playoff team. So Cardinals got a tough start to their season.
Hearing some St. Louis Cardinal fans say they like hearing some of the spring training games here on ESPN 93.5.
Have them tomorrow and Sunday at 5 before 12 noon each day. It is fun to listen. And you'll notice if you hear the game how fast the game is going. The games are ending at 2:25.
Mm.
That's normal. It's like three and a half hours. Now it's 2.5.
Now, is that because the batter has to stay in the
box? Yeah, there's a pitching clock.
Okay.
When the umpire resets it, it's 15 seconds. And you have to throw it before then or it's a ball. And you can't throw it to first all the time anymore to hold a runner on.
I see.
You get like one shot at it. And so if you don't throw it over there and get them out, then it's a ball or something. It's crazy.
Huh.
Really fast game, though, and I think people will enjoy the pace. So when we go to St. Louis, we are going to do a Cardinal bus trip. I better get those tickets. I was looking at May 18.
Okay.
And if we do that game.
And it's not Cove Cardinal. It's
just no opportunity for that until August, I think. So there's no real game to get. So because the London games took out a home.
Right, the 23rd, 24th, and 26th of June.
So we'll let you know. But when we go down there, it'll be a quick game, man. You'll notice it's a faster pace. There's no question. I think it's good. All right, whether you want to travel, move to a warmer climate, invest in a hobby, you have dreams for retirement, whatever they might be, the experts at Busey Wealth Management recommend saving 10 or 15% of your annual income, 10 to 15. And what kind of choices do you have for savings? You got the 401k, employer-sponsored retirement savings plan. You can consider it an IRA if you want. There's two types of IRAs. There's traditionals. Traditional IRAs allow your investment earnings to grow tax-deferred until you take it out. Roth IRAs are taxed at time of contribution, but you get it out, no more tax, kind of thing. If you're trying to decide between a traditional Roth IRA, utilize the financial calculator in the Resource Center on Busey.com. You can also talk to Busey Wealth Management's professionals. They'll help determine which IRA is best for your saving strategy. Whether retirement is approaching or many years away, Busey Wealth Management can develop a strategy to meet your unique needs. Call 800-67-BUSEY or visit Busey any location today. Investment products and services are not FDIC insured, may lose value, no bank guarantee. University of Illinois started in 1867. Busey started in 1868.
Very good.
Been around a while. We're going to check our weather.
And we got the University of Illinois Alumni Association.
Jan and Lou.
That's right.
All right. Can't wait. Stand by.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next late season weather system taking aim in our neck of the woods over the next 24 hours. Paling in comparison to a far weaker feature from last Friday. Nonetheless, accumulating snow expected as close in as the I-80 and 88 corridor on northward into parts of the upper Midwest. Meanwhile, it'll be rain here moving in for the afternoon with high temperature about seasonal levels at 46. The east wind 15 to 25, a bit gusty. A couple of rounds of rain early on tonight, mainly before midnight. midnight, breezy, low down to 36. Winds will come around into the west, diminish for the day tomorrow. That west-southwest wind will pick on up 12 to 22. A couple of sprinkles early and late, and a high about 41. Some chilly air moves in for the weekend, not before partly sunny, 42-degree readings on Saturday. Weekend highs in the upper 30s, or maybe a little rain-snow mix coming through the area on Sunday. Monday, a couple sprinkles in the afternoon, up to 37 degrees, and high temperatures from the upper 30s to mid-40s Tuesday and Wednesday. More rain the end portion of next week. For Stevie Day Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
It's the Fox Business Report.
There were more people working last month than analysts were expecting. 311,000 new jobs were created in February versus the roughly 205,000 forecast. The unemployment rate inched up to 3.6%. The expectation was that it would stay at 3.4%. There were also fewer jobs than previously reported in January. The blockbuster 517,000 has been revised to 504,000. Fed Chair Jerome Powell has said he'll be looking over the February numbers along with next week's consumer price index and producer price index reports as he considers how much to raise interest rates at the next Fed meeting. Payroll processing firm ADP reported 242,000 jobs added by private employers in February. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
New from the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
And I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These are the stories that keep you up at night.
Hey, Jesse with Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solution. Do you have a broken water line? Do you got water leaking up on your property? Give us a call today and we'll have our expert underground plumbers and we can replace that water line or fix it for you. Lands Drain Cleaning and Underground Solutions. Why call anyone else?
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design. We are a one-stop shop for your business needs. Whether you're just starting up or already in business, we can help you get your brand out there. We do everything from logo design or redesign, outdoor signage to banners, window and wall graphics, fleet graphics, vehicle wraps, and more. We also provide custom racing wraps and decals. If you need anything I just mentioned, you need to get a quote from me, Kirk Lehman. Just visit us at AftershockDD.com.
Think you have to settle for mediocre car insurance to save money? Think again. It's possible to get superior coverage and still save money with Erie Insurance. Customers who switched to Erie saved up to $951. It pays to compare. Switch and save with Erie.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas and Eller's Insurance.
Annual savings based on new customers surveyed in March 2022 who reported savings when switching auto insurance. Individual premiums and savings will vary.
Ladies and gentlemen, the president of the University of Illinois Alumni Association, Jen Delavu, has joined us now. Our ratings are spiking as I speak. Jen, how are you? We certainly appreciate
it. You are hilarious. How are you?
I mean it. I see the arrow going up. Everybody is now tuning in. Thank you so much for the large audience. And ladies and gentlemen, this is exciting. Lou Lee, one of the best humans I've ever met. Lou!
Hi there.
How are
Good
you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Please cue the band.
Oh, my God.
Louis Lee, you are being given an honorary doctorate from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign because you're a genius, sir. Wow.
That's the truth.
Well, how did this come about? Please tell. Lou, you're a doctor, man.
Jen? I'm grateful to Jen.
Jen?
Fire away, Jen.
Why the honorary doctorate for one of the best humans we've all met?
Why not? You know, I mean, seriously, every year the university recognizes outstanding achievements by not just alumni, but by non-alums, by giving them an honorary doctorate. And so 2 years ago, I decided that the one thing that I could do for Lou that no one else had done for him, except they did make a bobblehead a blue. Did you ever see the bobblehead?
That would be hotter than the Tiger Woods bobblehead blue. Man, that'd be awesome, man. That's Lou. Yeah, yeah. Listen, the thing about Lou Lier is he loves Illinois. Former president of the Alumni Association. I don't know if I've ever seen one or two times in my life where he didn't have the best smile and just.
I know.
What an ambassador, Lou. Come on,
thank
man.
You.
Unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love what I did and do.
And so, well, what do you think of Jen Delevue taking over like this? I mean, how has she done?
I think she's absolutely tremendous. I posted a picture yesterday on Facebook with Vance Lier and Vermette, and I said if the picture was taken today, Jen Delevue would be in it as one of our best leaders. She's done a fantastic job in such a short time, so I'm very proud of her.
Well, I mean, this just means the world to me because, of course, Lou is my mentor. I still have the letter of recommendation he wrote for me back in 1986.
Wow.
And I sent it to him after I applied for the job here. And I said, hey, you know, just a reminder, you wrote this. And he said to me, I can't believe you've kept it all these years. And I said, well, why wouldn't I keep it? And he said, it was a good letter.
There we go.
Well, and you know what? That gets you kind of in the door. But then you perform to the level you have, Jen. And I know it's not easy to get hired for a position like this with so many people involved at the University of Illinois. So kudos to the group or the committee all the people that said this is our hire, because you've changed the whole feeling with your energy and the fact that you're one of us. That's the cool
thing. Well said, Stevie. She is awesome.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you, dear Lou. I do want to say one thing. What people don't often realize, and this was the crux of my nomination of Lou for this doctorate, is that Lou and his counterparts across the Big Ten changed the alumni relations profession forever. Lou was in place at Illinois. There were guys. There was only one woman in the Big Ten back in those days, Margaret Carlson up at Minnesota. The rest were all men. So, but Lou and his colleagues changed the profession. They professionalized the institutional publications. The alumni clubs networks thrived because of changes they made in membership rules and how that would benefit the overall association. The alumni travel programs blossomed when they were all in place. So it's not a stretch to say that Lou, because of the impact he had, not just here in Illinois, and we all know the impact he had here, but the impact he had on the alumni relations profession, is responsible for engaging hundreds and thousands of alumni from not just Illinois, but the Big Ten, from around the world because of how they professionalized programs and services. So that was the backbone of the nomination, that and the fact that he does have the world's best smile, and he does have his own bobblehead. So I hope that you guys, Tom and I, by the way, it's Tom's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Tom. Birthday. It's Fagan over there, right? I'm going to go buy
some Scooters. Fagan Scooters.
Tom Delevue, his birthday today. Say happy birthday to Tom.
Happy birthday, Tom.
Woohoo! Well,
yes, he looks good for 29, doesn't he?
That's right. That's exactly. But Tom Delevue will always have been married over his head. Way over his head. I'm sorry. anyway, we're so...
We'll be hosting a luncheon, and I would love for you and sweet Janet and Diane, I would love for you and your groom, Mike, to come immediately following commencement on May 13th. It'll be at the Country Club, and we've got hundreds of people coming to honor Lou, so I would love it if you guys would be there as well.
I would love to. Anytime I can get near Jen Delevue and Lou Lier, I am.
I want to be in that room.
I want to be in the picture, man. They'll think I'm somebody, man. Listen, we love you both. Thank you so much, Jen, for all you're doing for U of I Alumni Association,
right.
Number one in the world.
And when it comes to the alma market, when it comes to mentoring and Alumni Link, I mean, and becoming a member and, you know, the perks that you get, including a puppy pack. I love that, Jen.
Oh, I know. Well, I have a new puppy, so Chrissy timed that one well.
I love that. So UIAA.org, if people want to find out more.
Yes. And all of those things, we would love people's participation. Alumni Link, you know, we're graduating a whole new class of alumni come May,
right.
Along with Sue. Hey, and we would love to have more alumni join our Alumni League network to help those kids get properly launched.
We love you both. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Davey. Thanks, right. Jen. Thanks,
way to go,
Diane.
Jen.
Go
thank
Illini.
You, Lou. Go Illini.
Go Illini. Bye, everybody.
Nice talking to Jen Delavue and Lou Lier, ESPN 93.5.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. More new jobs were created in the U.S. last month than most economists expected.
We came in at 311,000 for non-farm jobs for the month of February. The estimate was 205,000. As for the unemployment rate, 3.6%, that came in higher.
Cheryl Cassoni with Fox Business. Their two friends were rescued from kidnappers Tuesday. Now the bodies of two South Carolina men killed in Mexico have been returned to the United States. Shahid Woodard's father, James.
It's just crazy to see your own child, you know, taken from you in such a way, you know, on a violent way like that. You know, he didn't deserve it because he was a sweetheart. You know, he was, had a big heart.
A Mexican drug cartel has turned over five men it says are responsible for the kidnapping and murder, saying they acted on their own. Those men are now being questioned by police in Mexico. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Joe Miller. One woman dead after a four-year-old wounded following a shooting in Decatur. Police say the victim shot in the 1300 block of North Woodford Street. The woman died at a hospital while the toddler's injuries are non-life-threatening. Detectives investigating the incident. No arrests have been made. State and local officials celebrating the launch of a new behavioral health workforce education center in Springfield. The center is going to be housed at the Southern Illinois University School of Medicine. The facility will increase Illinois' capacity to recruit, educate, and retain behavioral health professionals. Truck driver being cited in a crash involving a state trooper in Champaign County. They say the trooper is sitting in a squad car early on I-74 exit 197 in a construction zone. A truck hauling three tractors drove through barricades, hit the police vehicle. It sent the trooper to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries in this incident. Police and fire continue to investigate. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm John Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois. Champaign and Panhandle, Saturday, next late season storm system gathering strength and through the plains. It'll be heading our way with rain this afternoon. This system certainly much weaker from the one of late last week, but there are winter weather advisories as close in as Chicago back west towards the Quad Cities for a few inches of snow and some ice, too. Here, it's just rain this afternoon at 46 and a gusty east wind. Couple of rounds of rain early on tonight. Breezy low down to 36. Tomorrow, a couple of sprinkles early and late. Much of the day dry, variable cloudy, breezy, high up near 41, down to 25. A bit of a colder air mass moves in here for tomorrow night, and a chilly Saturday, partly sunny, 42. A little bit of a rain snow mix in here on Sunday with a high temperature up near 38. Sprinkles the afternoon Monday at 38 as well. Will be in the upper 30s on Tuesday, moderate back in the 40s for Wednesday and Thursday, and signs of another wet system in here for late next week. Maybe a little snow to precede on Thursday. High temperature up around 45 degrees. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
834 ESPN 93.5, Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Clerk Ammons, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Next time, you guard picket. You're guarding picket next time we play Penn State because nobody in the world can guard picket from Penn. I tell you
what, tough task,
Stevie. My gosh, I'm struggling this morning because I really thought we were going to beat them. I just didn't think they could beat me three times. And, you know, I think if they pay us, we play 10 times, I'm not sure we beat them. The matchups are horrible for us. I don't know. We just can't stop them.
Well, you know, it's strange to see something like that. I thought for sure we would win also. So,
brutal.
The team has just been so up and down.
Oh, you know, man. When we're good, bring them on. But when we're bad, it's tough. And I don't think we're necessarily bad, as they were really – again, how do you stop Booty Ball when he backs in for 15 seconds and then kicks it out and they make a three? I don't know. Anyway, nice to have you on. Appreciate your time. Apparently, there's an election coming up,
April 4.
Oh, it's not coming up. It's happening now. So early voting started February 23rd at the Brookings Building. So we've got over 100 people who have voted in person and over 2,300 people who have already returned their vote by mail ballot. So the voting has already begun, started on February 23rd. And the last day to vote, as what we call Election Day, is April 4th for our municipal, or what we call consolidated local elections.
Okay, and so what do people do? Where would they go? Just to the normal early voting spot that they're used to, or how would they do that?
So right now it's at Brookings in the Jennifer K. Putman Room. So that's where we are at Brookings. That's the 40-day early voting location that we have to open. The other locations for early voting will open on March 27th. And it'll be 10 other sites for that. But that's March 27th up to April 3rd. And people can go to the website, champaigncountyclerk.com, and they can see the entire schedule of all the locations where early voting will take place. And then, of course, on April 4th, you can vote anywhere in Champaign County. All of our locations are vote centers. It does not matter what's on your voter registration card. You can vote at any polling location in Champaign County if you're a registered voter in Champaign County, or if you need to register, because now you can do, we're in our grace period where you can go in and register and vote at the same time. So no need to worry about any particular locations. Go wherever's convenient for you.
How about information? If people, they just call your office or go online, what do you think?
Sure. Just give us a call at 384-3720 if you have a particular question that can't be answered on the website, or if you want to speak directly with someone. But the website is full of information about how to vote, where to vote, all the opportunities for voting, the importance of voting. And we even have videos that we have on the website, what you can expect if you come to vote in person, how does vote by mail work, how does early voting work. All of that information is on the website, champaigncountyclerk.com.
Go ahead, Diane.
I was just noting on my ballot, because I just went to the website to pull up my sample ballot. Looks like a lot of school boards happening in all of East Central Illinois. A lot of people running to be on the school board. I think that's great.
Yes, a lot of school board races all over the county. Champaign, of course, has a big race. I think there are like 7 or 8 candidates in that race. For Unit 4. Then some of the others in Urbana don't have much competition. There seem to be single candidates who are going to win and retain their positions. But there's a lot of stuff going on. Fire districts, water, sewer districts, you know, city councils, all over the place. Lots of different important races that are local races that don't tend to get a lot of attention. But one of the things that we've done for this race, we've mailed out 14,000, almost 15,000 vote-by-mail ballots, and already 2,300 of them are back and accepted. We're very confident that the growing list of the permanent vote-by-mail list is going to increase the turnout for our local elections, and that's very important to get people engaged in our local races in ways that they haven't been before.
Is this a nonpartisan time? Is this, or do you declare Republican?
So, 90% of these races are going to be nonpartisan. Yeah. There's a couple of them that show partisanship, but most of them, 90% of them or more, will be nonpartisan races. And we had a couple of voters reach out and ask, you know, why wasn't there a D or R next to the name? It affected their understanding. But that's why you do your sample ballot. That's why you sign up to vote by mail, so that you can see your ballot early and you have the time to research the candidates and see if they align with your values, if you think that they should represent you.
I wonder how you do. I mean, is there information about each candidate out there somewhere?
You know, there was a young man named James Manrique who runs Voters Alliance and for Champaign, CU Voters Alliance, and he does a really good job on his website of interviewing the candidates, getting a little bit about them, seeing if they have a Facebook or website page where people can go get more information. So that's where, you know, that happens outside of the county clerk's office. We don't particularly or typically highlight the candidate's positions. That's typically done by another entity, and that's one place where I found it to be pretty neutral site. He just gives you the information. This is the person's name, their contact information, and this is their position on a couple of questions. So I would definitely recommend that.
How are you doing on election judges, Aaron?
Well, good question. We are still looking for election judges, and we want people who are really dedicated and committed. There for the right reasons, who want to help people vote and who want to understand the process themselves. So we've been really pushing that. We've got videos. We're going to be running a couple of pieces on your station to attract people and to recruit more judges. So definitely we need more people to sign up. They can sign up also on the website, ChampaignCountyClerk.com, or they can also give us a call at 217-384-3720.
And there's some kind of training with that?
Absolutely. So there's online modules. So we're going to do in-person and online training. So we've already had a lot of people sign up and do the online, and we got some in-person stuff going on now. We also have opportunities for people who have already taken the training to come in and learn firsthand at the early voting site at Brookings, where they can come and sit and watch and the process firsthand and get some of that hands-on experience. So there's definitely plenty of opportunities. It's about 4 hours of training total. You don't have to do the whole 4 hours at the same time. The modules are kind of set up around those incremental, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, hour long, so that you can do it on your own schedule. But you can get all of the time done, and then there's a quiz on the back end to make sure you retain the information so you'll be prepared to serve.
Once you're a registrar, are you always a registrar?
No, you have to come in. I think it's every 2 years that you have to come in and redo your.
I just did it in 1990. Come on, man.
Oh yeah, no, Steve, you're gonna have to come in for that.
I actually registered two people. That was my career. So anyway, that was it.
You should get back in it. You know, listen, I know you always have a lot of questions around vote by mail. Throw some at me. I know you usually have some sort of questions.
Yeah, I you know what? We're probably going to just disagree. It is partisan and as emotional as elections are now. I just don't like how long voting lasts. I don't like the by mail. I know that you tell me that you validate everything and the drop boxes, all those things.
And
I know you tell me that it's not going away, and I get it. But when it's an emotional and you lose, you know, you start saying, well, that wasn't fair. I mean, I it's just one of those things where I think I just have a hard time.
Stevie, you just confess that it's emotion because you lost? Is that what you said?
I think if your guy loses, if your guy loses, then you're going to, like, it was a bad call on the floor. So that kind of thing. Or something nefarious was going on and all these other things. I think that's where people turn to now with such a system that appears to be looser, and you tell me that you verify signatures, that you call people in if the signatures don't match. I think that's what you told me, I believe.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, Stevie, the reason why I think it's important for you and the position that you have and the platform that you have, that we put factual information out, even if, like you said, you may disagree or there may be some emotion behind your candidate not winning. But there's a ton of Republicans who are voting by mail, who are using a drop box, who work in the office through the process of processing vote by mail, and they see it all day. In fact, one of the people who sits in the room with me on election night to count the votes is a retired Vietnam veteran, Mr. Powell, who has been doing this for years, who's a Republican. He and his wife work with us hand in hand. We just had a public test the other day, and Ms. Powell was there watching the entire process. So There's nothing nefarious is taking place. This is just simply a process of voting. And Stevie, you and I both know that a lot of this came on the Republican side, came from the former President Trump saying that this vote by mail wasn't safe. That was not the position of the Republican Party before that. That came about after he started making those claims and saying that it wasn't safe.
I think it goes back, in all due respect, I think a little earlier, I think the Al Gore 2000 mm-hmm. race, I think Hillary saying that Russia helped Trump. I mean, each side that loses are going to point the finger anymore because I think it is emotional. But sometime, maybe you come to Philo, come to our studios, we'll sit there. You certainly have detractors. You know about them and people that, sure. You know, all of that stuff. And I'm totally... into what a person does. I don't try and just say, well, that person said that about that person. I don't know that. I'd like to hear from both sides to kind of get it. Yeah. I just think that that'd be a maybe a day for a little longer conversation where I just ask the honest questions I have and how I kind of like a tighter system where it's not so long and drawn out and where people can make accusations right or wrong by either side. You harvested those votes. That's not fair. I mean, 2,000 Mules was a movie that I have questions about as well. About the drop boxes and all of that. So sometime, you're invited down here. As long as you can guard picket and shoot the three, I'm interested in having you back. So.
Well, I mean, I would much rather come and sit 4 minutes instead of try to rattle things off here. But
You're welcome to do that. I'd like you to come down and we'll chat. I'm totally interested in your point of view. And people can say, that's not true. And then you can answer that. That's fine. Sure. I'm all about it. Let's do that.
Part with this. The Clerk and Recorders Association for the state of Illinois, the Illinois County Clerk and Recorders Association, put out a statement 2 years ago saying that all of us as the county clerks in the state of Illinois hereby declare that vote by mail is safe and secure in the state of Illinois. And that is Democrats and Republican county clerks trying to assure our voters in the state of Illinois that voting by mail is safe and secure. It is not something that you have to worry about. It's nothing nefarious that's going on. It's just a way to vote that we've been doing since the Civil War, right? And some states have been doing it for over a decade, where they mail ballots to everyone. I just want to make sure that we don't put that emotion and that the inaccuracies out there, because it makes it difficult for voters to make an informed decision, Stevie. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think that we ought to get you in here, and we'll go at it and let people text in, call in, stuff, and you answer them. You're not afraid to face the music and people that have issues with what's happening. That's fine. I'd love to get it out there. That'd be really good.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Okay. All right. Did you shoot the three at Central or no?
Oh, absolutely. I shot 75% from three in the turkey tournament, and I can still fill it up.
75, 3 out of 4? Come on, man. Really?
Yeah, hey, look, it may have been 3 out of 4 that game.
Now,
you know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. We can't shoot. That's a bummer. I'm so bummed about all that stuff. We can go inside and score all day, it looks like. But we'll see what happens in the big dance. Aaron Ammons, County Clerk, appreciate your time. We'll get you on here a little longer and open you up to the listeners here sometime.
All right. Take care now.
All right. Thanks for being on.
ChampaignCountyClerk.com and Election Day on April 4th.
Tax breaks in 2022 for small businesses. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up after this.
Kelly's Accounting does all tax types, individual, corporate, trust, partnerships, and estate, plus payroll and bookkeeping services. Your guardian angel in the finance department. Call their Monticello office, 762-5509, or visit kellysaccounting.com.
Did you start a business in 2022? Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst Ted Ross says there's a tax break for you.
You're eligible for a deduction of up to $5,000 in startup expenses.
And you may be eligible for less complicated filing.
Sole proprietorship, freelancers, kind of like nascent businesses, that's actually something that you can file along with your personal tax form.
And for last year, companies could deduct the entire cost of many business-related meals purchased from a restaurant. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
John, you remember what you were doing, say, about 10 years ago?
About as good as recalling what happened last week.
Right. Well, if you purchase, say, a dishwasher at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World 9 years and 364 days ago, it'd still be covered.
By the famous 10-year protection plan, of course.
Well, it's included with most purchases at Dick Van Dyke. And according to one Google reviewer, they still had unmatched prices and helpful people who delivered and set up the appliances without hassle.
The review mentions that they shopped around, did the comparison, and still found the best value at Dick Van Dyke.
So can you really not recall what you did last week?
Can you?
Now that I think of it, not really.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases, and we still beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back to Trucker Lives Matter presented by Gail Fredericks Trucking. Today we have a special guest, Donna, the operations manager at GFT. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Dixie. Thank you for having me.
Tell me, Donna, what's so special about driving for GFT?
First and foremost, our drivers truly matter. They get top pay plus opportunities for monthly bonuses, every weekend at home, paid holidays and vacations, and they are pre-dispatched so they aren't wasting time waiting on us.
Oh, girl, I love money. Tell me more about the pay.
We pay on percentage, so our rate increases have meant our driver pay has actually exceeded inflation. Our van drivers have averaged 78 cents per mile this year, and our flatbedders have seen 82 to 85 cents per mile on average.
Donna, tell our trucking audience how they can get on with GFT.
Our openings are limited, but professional drivers can call 765-793-7131 or email dixie@gftlog.com.
There you have it, drivers. Call 765-793-7131 today.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now's the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Come see what's new for spring at Merle Norman. Our Airy Color Collection features weightless washes of color for eyes and lips. New 97% natural and plant-based soft touch shadow glides seamlessly over lids for silky sheer to vibrant color. Choose from 9 versatile singles. Top off your eye look with 4 limited edition rosy shades of nourishing tinted lip balm. Shop while supplies last. The Airy Color Collection is available now at 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
All right, we lost.
Penn State's moving on to Northwestern after beating the Illini 79-76 yesterday. Rutgers moves on to face Purdue. Ohio State will face Michigan State, and Maryland and Indiana will be the game this evening. When it comes to IHSA Class 1A basketball, congratulations to Tuscola Warriors on third place after beating Bloomington Cornerstone Christian Academy. And, of course, the tournament's still going on into the weekend, so be good hosts. We've got the Players' Championship happening with Chad Ramey on top of the leaderboard.
Don't know who that is either.
He's 8-under at this point.
It's stunning how many good players there are. And with LIV Golf, with everybody going to Saudi Arabia, it gives these young guys a chance to get an identity and make money.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. Okay, so we lost, and they canceled the Big Ten tournament because Illinois is out, is what I heard.
Absolutely.
Who cares anymore?
That's
take your
right.
Stupid game.
We're ready for Selection Sunday, okay?
Dang it. It's at the United Center. We play well up there. All right. Greg's weather in a second.
Think warm thoughts and get your summer swimming season lined up now. Purchase your membership for a special discount. Also, 5-punch and 10-punch admission passes as you buy your memberships in person or at the Urbana Indoor Aquatic Center or Phillips Recreation Center. The pool opens Memorial Day weekend. Crystal Lake Park Family Aquatic Center, the Urbana Park District's outdoor pool. Urbana Park District, you belong here. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Winter is in full swing, and at Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, they want to help you upgrade and save. When you buy a Lennox home comfort system, you get a choice. Decide between a free water heater or a $500 Visa gift card. No qualifications necessary, and 0% financing is available. Give Dogtown a call today at 217-841-4728. Schedule a free in-home consultation and take advantage of this great sale. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather. Free some snow on Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity. Next late season weather system taking aim at our neck of the woods over the next 24 hours. Paling in comparison, a far weaker feature from last Friday. Nonetheless, some accumulating snow expected as close in as the I-80 and 88 corridor on northward into parts of the upper Midwest. Meanwhile, it'll be rain here moving in for the afternoon with high temperature about seasonal levels at 46. The east wind 15 to 25, a bit gusty. A couple of rounds of rain early on tonight, mainly before midnight, breezy low down to 36. Winds will come around into the west, diminish for the day tomorrow. That west-southwest wind will pick on up 12 to 22. A couple of sprinkles early and late and a high about 41. Some chilly air moves in for the weekend, not before partly sunny 42-degree readings on Saturday. Weekend highs in the upper 30s, or maybe a little rain-snow mix coming through the area on Sunday. Monday, a couple sprinkles in the afternoon, up to 37 degrees and high temperatures from the upper 30s to mid-40s. Tuesday and Wednesday, more rain the end portion of next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Just Greg Solgay.
Okay, we'll be back Monday, God willing. We will spring ahead on our clocks. Yep. Sunday into Saturday into Sunday. That mm-hmm. means lighter at the end of the day.
That's right.
Nice.
The weather looks okay for Lake of the Woods tomorrow for the polar plunge. As those jumping in Lake of the Woods, and then at the pavilion, I'll be playing music, and Texas Roadhouse will be served up to the volunteers.
Awesome.
And those donating. And if you're interested, it's plungeillinois.com.
Well, have a great weekend. Thank you so much. And we'll get selection Sunday and get a fresh start next week. And maybe the Illini will win some ball games for us. It'd be awesome.
That'd be great.
All right. Thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the weekend.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you so much. The drive this afternoon, what's Lon and Derek think? You'll be listening 3 to 5. I'm Stevie J. Have a blessed weekend.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit bulldoggybag.com.
That's bulldoggybag.com.
What kind of bedside manner would you like your doctor to have? At Roof Doctors, they make sure you feel good about what they can do for you. They make sure they answer all of your questions and feel comfortable about whatever procedure your roof needs. Roof Doctors has helped customers for over 30 years. Randy and Tammy have helped make lives better in our community with their generosity and kindness. Roof Doctors is the company you can trust if you need anything done on your roof. Roof Doctors in Urbana, they make you their number one priority.
Thinking of selling your home? Today's market is crazy, but one way you can be sure to stand out is by replacing your old flooring with new hardwood. And the best place to do it is Carpet Weavers in Champaign. Carpet Weavers boasts the industry's best brands, including Shaw, Mohawk, Paramount, and more. When it comes to natural beauty and a rich quality, nothing beats new flooring from Carpet Weavers. And they have financing options for your budget, so you can always afford the floor you truly want. Increase the value of your home by installing new, high-quality options from Carpet Weavers. Find out more online at carpetweaversflooring.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
We've all spent plenty of time in our outdoor living space. In the backyard, hanging out on the patio, and grilling out. You've noticed it needs sprucing up. Let the experts at Green View Landscaping help. From the perfect outdoor kitchen, fire pits, lighting, or patios, to beautiful perennials, trees, and shrubs, Green View's award-winning designers and professional staff have everything needed to make your outdoor living space perfect. Contact Green View Landscaping at greenview.com or 356-2020.
Hi, this is Steve from Good Vibes.
And this is Luke Goody from Men's Basketball.
Luke, it's great to have you back on the floor. We hope to see a lot of you in March.
I was pretty sure we'd get postseason games this year. I didn't want to miss out.
Most of us will be glued to the TVs for the tournament.
I don't want to watch it on TV.
Right, you want to have TV watching you and Terrence, Matt, and the whole crew.
I watched plenty of footage of our games, win or lose, plus whoever's next.
Too bad you can't watch those on a Sony OLED.
I know, right? I saw how great those look in your store, and they're so thin.
The Sony OLEDs have the best picture, the best sound, the easiest operation. We love them.
I saw your repair bench. Can your team really work on those if they need it?
Good Vibes has been a Sony service center forever. You can fix them, install them, and explain why you want this one versus that one. We know Sony like Coach knows X's and O's.
I believe they're good, but aren't they expensive?
Short answer, no. Come into Good Vibes in March. You can get a 55-inch Sony OLED for $12.99 and deals on sizes up to 83-inch.
Well, that sounds good. Game films probably would look better. Speaking of that, I gotta practice and, you know, watch some more of that film.
Better you than me, Luke.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the